The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Matthew McConaughey, great actor. Seems like a nice enough guy. Sometimes he gets, for my tastes, a little overexposed. It seems like it's a little easy to tell everyone how to live and be chill when you seem to have everything. That said, I think he was probably pretty much the same way when he didn't have everything. So maybe there's something to it. But he did we talked about it last week, that he was going to do a thing to tell everyone how to live your life. A guide to living. So it was started as a book, Green Lights by Matthew McConaughey. It was billed as, according to this review, the actor's life story, a guide to living. Said it's one of the wildest books he's ever read.
Okay.
McConaughey in the book recounted his trials as runner-up in Little Mr. Texas in 1977, his receding hairline and takeaways from the desert and the Chateau Marmont Hotel in Los Angeles. But his guided philosophy of chasing green lights struck me about as relatable as his abs, the author says.
Mm. Okay.
But now, so McConaughey announced that he would be expanding on The Art of Living in its first-of-a-kind live-streamed virtual event. So this person spent their Monday night watching it.
Okay.
How long was this event?
I'm not sure.
How many people were there? Weren't there like four speakers?
There were numerous speakers,
Five, six?
Trent Shelton, Tony Robbins, Dean Grazioso, who seems to be the guy running it, and Marie Forleo.
Okay.
Now, we went to one of these things, Hot Wings, one time years ago, Peter Lowe's Success Series.
Yeah.
And it had Naomi Judd, Bob Dole, fresh off his run for president, Lou Holtz, Zig Ziglar.
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all go as media or did you pay to go
Our boss paid for the entire staff to go.
Oh, okay.
And I enjoyed most of it.
Okay.
Yeah, I did too. I thought it was really fun. I mean, Lou Holtz was a great speaker and Naomi Judd and I love Bob Dole too. Bob Dole was great.
Bob Dole came out and this is, 1997. He had just lost in 96 against Bill Clinton when he was trying to be reelected. So they introduced him and Omaha has a, it's a big conservative crowd, so a lot of voters in there. So he gets a huge cheer. And the first thing he said was, "Where were you when I needed you?" God, he had me at that one.
Yeah.
But he was great.
Everybody
he was a war hero and a senator.
Yeah, he told great stories.
Lou Holtz was amazing. Zig Ziglar blew our minds.
Yeah, he's really good.
He's a legendary motivational speaker. So this is a same idea. This person writes, I did all this research. I'm sorry. That's what I meant to say.
Yes. You watched this whole thing.
Yeah.
He said, after he signed up, a steady stream of emails signed McConaughey urged me to set alarms, take notes, and go all in, baby.
All right.
Pretend like you paid $10,000 for this event. Though this event is free, it's worth $10,000. He writes, when I joined the live stream, more than 250,000 people are already there, including some who did pay for the VIP camera on experience so that they could connect with McConaughey himself. They paid so their camera would be on.
Oh, so he could see them.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Wow, that's really dumb. Like, right. I want to be able to raise my hand.
Yeah.
P.T. Barnum, baby. There's a sucker born every minute.
Did you say how much they paid for it?
We'll get to that. Okay. Their faces appeared in a grid behind the presenter, who's urging us all to stretch, smile, and close any distracting tabs in our browser. I didn't pay, so no one could see me cooking dinner. McConaughey finally appears, introduced as a thought leader and a guy who's been journaling for over 30 years. Oh. Well, then by all means.
Okay.
If you've been journaling.
I know a lot of people journals. Who have journaled.
As he takes the stage, the VIP grid behind him, a woman raises her hands above her head in exalted joy.
Of course.
400,000 people watched on YouTube. No studio audience, leaving McConaughey to perform with unrelenting intensity directly to the camera, which he would be good at.
Yeah, of course.
An appreciative atmosphere is stimulated with canned laughter and applause. Audience participation is encouraged through the chat. Says he'll be expanding on his book, Green Lights, going deeper and even more practical. Some people worry, he says, how do I know if green light is just a battery-powered flash in the pan or a timeless solar-powered green light I can rely on? Boy, this is helping.
Mm-hmm.
The life we love, says McConaughey. This event is supposed to be 4 hours long.
People sat through that for 4 hours?
Sounds like it. We're going to work to get through it for 12 minutes here. The art of living, these are the 11 things that they learned.
Okay.
The art of living starts with the art of admitting. Hear that, Hot Wings?
Okay, yeah, I mean, I could believe that. You know, you got to admit where you are before you can move forward.
They pointed out that everybody seemed to go really far, not to say self-help, because you don't want to be just another self-help seminar. Instead, there were references to self-growth, self-exploration, and self-development, and many, many metaphors that were often car-related. How many of you missed out on this?
I know. I can believe it. He seems like, he loves Lincoln.
McConaughey said, set aside your judgment of ourselves and judgment of others. Clear the lane between the head and the heart. The art of living starts with admitting. If we want to be legit, we first have to admit. If the glove doesn't fit, you have to acquit. Yeah, I just rhymed. Guilty. I do that all the time, said McConaughey.
I feel like he stole that from a rap song.
Mm-hmm. It probably does sound like it. All right, number two. Number two thing McConaughey wanted to get across. Don't hole yourself up in an echo chamber. People who make you feel safe, your tribe, may also work to keep you small.
I think that's true.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Expand your worldview a little bit. Yeah.
Give yourself find someone with a passive aggressive counterpunch who will defeat your default bull bleep. Guilty, I said, no judging. Couldn't help myself. Number three, keep on running.
Okay.
I wonder what he means by that.
Metaphorically or like literally?
Like, don't quit? I've never heard anyone say that before. Wow.
Yeah.
But does he mean that literally, like you should go running?
Nope. He means like if you fall down, get up. If you step in a pile of crap, wipe it off and keep walking.
Okay.
All right. We're looking at Matthew McConaughey's Pinterest page and I'm not here for it.
I kind of hate him for doing this. I really do. I think it's such a grift. I really think it's bad. Sweep up the crumbs from your past. When he was 11, he was living in a trailer park, and his dad told him his mother was on extended vacation in Florida. 20 years later, McConaughey learned that his parents had been divorcing for the second time. So, yeah, move past that. Find out Woody Harrelson is your brother. Woody Harrelson?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Does that sound weird? You too, McConaughey too. He tells the story from his book of becoming famous overnight, thanks to the movie A Time to Kill. Shaken to his core by the attention, he sought out a monastery in the desert in order to find out from a monk how to live.
That's normal. Very relatable for most people.
Yeah. McConaughey found himself with no more anguish to expend, and the brother Christian that he was talking to leaned in and said, me too. And with that, I rejoined the human race.
Okay.
What does
who
that
talks
mean?
Like this?
What does that mean?
All right.
Then he said, we're supposed to be sweating in our boots. Says we're too old to be afraid of the dark. And then he entreats us to shake those damn nursery rhymes to quit turning our dreams into these damn nightmares.
Uh-huh. So I mean, you know, that's what I've been saying.
We have to look the monster in the eye. Grab hold that son of a bitch. That's a quote.
So annoyed by this.
I know it. I'm telling you, don't blink, Steve.
This reminds me.
If you hold its gaze, it's going to bow, and it's going to heed away.
This reminds me of somebody that used to work here that said so many words.
And said nothing.
But said nothing at all.
Oh, you know she was in the video board in the back spending all the money from Dreamworld.
Uh-huh.
He said, if that son of a bitch starts growing like a shadow in the wall, as we recede, he proceeds.
Mm. Who is the shadow in the wall again?
The monster, Steve.
The monster.
The monster.
I stopped listening.
Shake the darkness out of them damn nursery rhymes, Steve.
Yeah, come out of the closet. Come on.
I'm comfortable in the closet.
Yeah, don't hide under the bed.
Alcohol, age, rejection, my past, divorce, control, mental health, my finances, my father. I imagine this is what Johnny Depp's band sounds like, said McConaughey. That doesn't make any sense.
I mean, maybe. I don't.
He said, if you are grateful, you will achieve greatness.
Oh my God.
That's worked out for everybody. If you say thank you, all your dreams will come true.
Yeah.
That's let go, God.
Yeah. That's attitude of gratitude. Shut up. I'm too pessimistic for your BS. All I have is an attitude.
Yeah.
Trust just a little bit more. McConaughey retells the story of the dream in which he was floating down the Amazon naked, watched for some reason by, quote, an African tribesman, acknowledging that it is both peculiar and ironic. I don't know why it's ironic. His point turns out to be that learning to trust others, trust ourselves, and trust each other makes the world better. Said 30% of people trust their neighbors. Fewer than 30% of people trust their neighbors, he said, from some study last year. And that caused him physical pain, holding his hands to his temple and saying, oh, man, that's gross.
I gotta make people like their neighbors.
4 hours of this.
Wow.
Merge onto the highway. But there's a toll charge.
What is happening?
I don't know.
So now
this
we're
is
on
like
the highway.
This is like a Jim Morrison fever dream is retold by David Lynch.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So you're floating down the Amazon and tribesmen are looking at you and stay on the road. Don't hit the guardrails. Maybe hit the guardrails, but don't go over them.
And watch out for that monster, Hot Wings.
Have you bought a Lincoln lately?
I smell like spice. Here's my new cologne.
Well, here's the thing. It was also a hard sell because this wasn't free. Now, the taste is free, but if somehow this weird grandstanding gets you ready to live,
I'm hooked.
Then there's more.
I'm hooked. Take my money.
The live event that they have all been part of, making history for the past few hours, was revealed to be the promo for Road Trip, The Highway to More, McConaughey's new immersive learning experience. Maitland, did you think this is not going to be this?
It's just how long is this? 4 hours?
It was 4 hours, but just the tip of the iceberg,
yeah,
my dear.
Yeah, that's just the first snort.
This whole thing, the immersive learning experience, Road Trip, The Highway to More, Matthew McConaughey.
That is too many words.
Is an online course, and we're told by his partner, entrepreneur and business author Dean Grazioso, that it is a bargain for $397.
Oh.
The normal cost is $4,507.
Yeah, but if Dean Graziosi says so.
So wait, his Pinterest posts are worth that much?
Yeah, right?
No way. He literally just read off quotes that you can find on anybody's Instagram. Mm.
Yes. Yeah.
It's live, laugh, love.
Yeah.
And then they showed a 10-minute hard sell commercial.
Okay. All right.
It's a Ponzi scheme.
Apparently people were posting in the chat like their biggest fears and dreams, and then McConaughey would sing them back to them as a way of acknowledge them.
So if I said I don't want to be poor ever again.
Steven doesn't want to be poor anymore.
No, he didn't.
Susan said she was raped.
Rapier.
I didn't say it.
Matthew McConaughey sang it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She doesn't want it to happen
again.
Exactly.
She doesn't want it to happen again. He did some ragtime.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean,
because he's an idiot.
Why not? Why wouldn't he?
I'd be interested to go back and watch it. I bet McConaughey never talks about people buying something from him. That's probably all the other people.
But the other guys
do
it.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
This text, Why was there an African tribesman on the Amazon? Well, had there been a question and answer period, I bet someone would have asked McConaughey why that was the case.
Hey, look, it was a crazy dream. How would he be floating on it in the first place? Yeah. What difference does it
why
make?
Why wasn't it one of the polar bears from Coca-Cola commercials? Who cares?
Yeah.
They all look right. So nice in those commercials.
They look very sweet.
They do.
And warm.
They look very cuddly. Yeah.
Hard to believe they'd eat you.
Yeah.
Really, you got to grab that monster by the by its chest.
Oh,
bush.
My God. He was talking about polar bears the whole time.
He was. Yep. Yeah. Basically, the plot of Lost.
Life is a highway. You got to ride it all night long.
Yeah.
Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Sherwin-Williams summer sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.